when we were deciding whether commercial property tax should be cut by 10%, I was in favor of that. And I was also in favor of following up to see if those, you know, businesses that were taking advantage of the 10% cut were also hiring more and expanding more and utilizing that 10% for growth so that the tax base would even out and would even, you know, it would be better for all of us, you know, across the board. And so I was deeply involved in that. I was also named as the Senate Democrat liaison to IEDA, to the Iowa Economic Development Authority. So I served in that role for about 4 years.
Okay.
And I attended meetings. I could see where, you know, tax credits were being allowed, where businesses, local businesses were taking advantage of internship opportunities in order to get some crediting, or even to get some help employing interns or employing trainees. I've been a big part of workforce development and what we're trying to do around that, attending meetings at Kirkwood, being pretty vocal about hiring practices and training and making sure that we get the word out to young people in middle school and high school what available careers there are. So I've worked along that way, both in the legislature and at Four Oaks at the same time. And then, of course, running for a higher office, you get to talk to a lot of people. And so I talked to a lot of people in agribusiness during, you know, the year and a half that I ran for Congress. I talked to different small business owners to ask, you know, what would it take to grow and what's happening out in rural areas, what's happening to, you know, small town USA, whether it's the lack of health care or it's that people are migrating to larger cities, or if it's, you know, housing issues where a manufacturing plant would love to, you know, locate in a small town, but there's no housing, you know, and people are having to drive 30 or 40 miles to their job every day. So, you know, really looked, I've been involved in conversations around that, involved in like pushing legislation around that. And I feel that I'm probably pretty qualified to help Hiawatha then in all of those areas.